Will a man rob God? Well, you rob me with your tithes and your offerings, and you bring your tithes to the church.
Malachi, it's not for you. Malachi is for the priest that was stealing out of the church what you brought into the church. Now I have the audacity to tell you, if you don't bless this ministry, if you don't sow $1,000 over here, $500, God is going to curse you. No, baby. God says I'm blessed, and God knows what I have. And you can't curse me, and you can't bless me. That comes from God. And so we need to stop in the church allowing folks to scare us to give. Folks got to turn you upside down to give. You give because it's in your heart to give. Jesus said to Peter, he says, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now if Jesus says upon this rock, meaning revelation, Peter means pebble, he says upon what you said, the revelation that you have about Jesus Christ, and that is he is Christ, the anointed one, he says I'll build my church. Now he's not talking about the building, he's talking about the man inside of you. He says upon that revelation, he says I'll build you, I'll establish you, and no devil in hell, no gates in hell shall prevail. I know you're going through something this morning, but you got to know it won't prevail. I know you're struggling with something this morning, but it won't prevail, because the Bible declares that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Even when you don't think that I'm fighting, you got to know I'm warring in my spirit. You got to know that. God is always up to something. And so for 400 years, God was silent. God was speaking not one word on this earth. Now, just because God was silent doesn't mean that Satan is silent. You may not hear from God, but don't you think Satan ain't talking? You know, right there on your shoulder, you can go ahead and do that one and get away with it. Satan is still talking. You know, nobody will never find out, but Satan is still talking. And just because for 400 years God was silent in terms of speaking to the leaders in the church doesn't mean that Satan wasn't busy. Satan is always busy. You know, the Bible declares that God never sleeps, never slumps. Guess what? Satan never sleeps, never slumps. He's always on point. He always know what little carrot to dingle in your face. He always know what to show you. He always know, especially in the meantime, especially in between time, the time that you say, God, I'm going to get it right, but I'm still waiting to see you. And so Satan steps in and he says, all you got to do is go back to what you used to do and everything will be all right. In the meantime, I need to talk to somebody this morning that's standing in the meantime. I'm talking about God has promised you something, but you haven't seen anything. And church folk keep telling you, well, just hold on, baby. A change gonna come. I'm tired of holding on. I'm tired of waiting for a change to come. What do you do when you're waiting on God to show up in your life? What do you do when you can't hear God say not anything? What do you do while you wait? And the only time that you see while you're waiting is how much fun other people are having. What do you do to keep yourself straight? Because once upon a time, you used to hang out in the club. And if I go back to the club, I know that Saturday night at least will be all right. I know that at least I can go and I can be around some folk who is like-minded. But every time I turn around, I'm going to church, and every time I get to church, somebody want to quote a scripture to me, want to tell me what God is going to do. I'm tired. I'm caught up in between time. What do you do in the middle? need time? What do you do when you're caught up in between time when God is not saying anything? And the more you pray, the less he says, if anything at all. What do you do when you fast and you cry out to God and you still can't get instructions or instructions from God? What do you do when you say, God, I need to hear from you, and it seems like God just disappeared, at least for a moment? What do you do in the meantime? And please don't quote me a scripture. Please don't do that. Because I'm sanctified. I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I got some word up in me. But I know what I feel too. What do you do in the meantime? What do you do when you're waiting on God and it seems like God is not showing up? For 400 years they waited, and God spoke not one word. And when God doesn't speak not one word to you, what do you stand on? What do you believe in? What do you do when you pray and you say, God, show me? And it seems like, God, sit down. I'm just trying to be real. Just want to ask you a question just to challenge you. What do you do when God is sour? What do you do when God is saying nothing, but your so-called friends are calling you every day on the cell phone, and what they are telling you doesn't line up with your spirit? See, I need for you to know that just when God appears to be gone and when God is silent, doesn't mean that there's not a sound that is being released from his spirit. Even when I can't hear him, he's still there.
Yes, he is.
There's a sound. There is a sound that is pleasing
to his ear. Thank you, Lord.
When he says nothing, I can hear my praise. When he says nothing, I can hear my spirit moving. When he says nothing at all, inside of me a praise. When he says nothing at all, inside of me is a blessing and assurance. When he says nothing at all, inside of me there's a praise going on. When he says nothing at all. And so just because God is not saying anything doesn't mean he's sleeping. When God is not saying anything, he's shifting. He's turning that thing around. You thought he was out, but he's shifting in your life. He said, I'm moving you. I'm getting you in place. All I need you to do, just roll with me, baby. Just roll with me, baby. I'm shifting you. Just roll with me. Let me have my way with you. I know where I'm taking you. I know what I'm doing with you. All I need for you to do is just give me some praise. Just give him 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 some praise. For 400 years, God is silent. During the 400 years that God is silent, he says, if you're not a child of God, you will miss me. When God begins to shift, you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Like the dew in the morning. He says the Holy Spirit gently rests. Gently rests. If you miss me, you won't hear me in this season. I'm talking to somebody that's in a season. But you got to shut up so you can hear God. Because he's still resting on your shoulder right now. He's still whispering in your ear right now. But you got to shut up so you can hear God right now. says, if you want to hear me, he says, I first got to get you to be humbled. I got to get you to be humbled. In other words, he says, when you humble yourself, he says, I need for you to come down. I won't even talk to you about your neighbor. I just want to talk to you about you. I want to talk to you about how we can be going through something and how pride and ego and arrogance can be upon us. Why you sanctify, you still got an ego. See, God will always attack the God in your life. And so God says, I'm ready to use you in the meantime. Before I manifest myself, before I show myself, I need for you to humble down just a little bit. See, God will break you so he can build you back up. God will break you so he can build you back up. You think you going through something and God is mad with you. And God is saying, no, baby, you're about to see a resurrected person. And so God is saying, but I'm crushing you. I'm crushing you. And when God begins to crush you, he's trying to get out of you the anointing. He's trying to get out of you the oil that is pressed inside of you. And so God allows you to go through something. And it breaks you. And as it breaks you, he says, now humble down a little bit. I need for you to know that in spite of your new suit, it's all right if you find yourself on bending knees. It's all right if you're going through something and folks look at you and think you crazy. It's all right if you cry a little bit. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. God will break you. He will humble you. And once he humbles you, he says, then I'll begin to elevate you. He moves from humbling to elevation. See, he says, I broke you. I did that. Why are you mad with Don? Don was my instrument when you were going to your cross. Don't get mad with him. I used him because I'm setting you up for a blessing. No. Don't look at the source. Look toward the hill with come at your help. And he says, I was behind that. And you say, God, I thought you loved me. I do love you. That's why I have to humble you. Because I want to elevate you. And so now God begins to elevate you. And every place, every low place that you were, he says, I'm going to pick you up from there. Now, God, do you know about my credit? I didn't ask you about any credit. I said, I'm going to lift you up. God, do you know about my background? I don't need to know about your background. I told you I was going to lift you up. But God, do you know my ugly ways? I don't need to know about your ugly ways. I told you I was going to lift you up. And if I be lifted up, I'm strong. Oh, man, unto me. And he moves from humbling you to then he begins to elevate you. But he says, not too fast. So as he begins to elevate you, he begins to elevate you. And then the elevation moves you to a place of alignment. He says, now that you're up, this time I need for you to be in my will. In the meantime, in between times, I need for you to wait upon the Lord. Don't you move till I tell you move. Don't you skip till I tell you to skip. Don't you sign nothing until I tell you to sign nothing. Don't you take that job till I tell you to take that job. Don't you move in the meantime. I know you caught between times, but don't you move. Don't you move. He says, I'm aligning you. I'm putting your little life in the same line as my will. He says, I will for you what you will for yourself. In the beginning of time when God created you, he says, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. If God was going to kill you, baby, he would have did it a long time ago. You're still here because God got a blessing is wrapped up inside of you. And God got something inside of you that he's been waiting for you to get in alignment with his word. You think you about to go somewhere? Sickness can't take you out. Cancer can't take you out. Old age can't take you out. Your naysayers can't take you out. Your haters can't take you out. Worry can't take you out. Stress can't take you out. And nothing will take you out until God says, now it is finished. And he's not saying that to you this morning. You still are here. You still ought to give him some praise in the meantime. Until you take me out in the meantime. Until you take me out. Then he begins to elevate you. And then he begins to align you. He says, now that you're aligned, he says, now can I reveal to you? Can I show you? See, just because I was silent doesn't mean I wasn't showing. Meantime, you still need to hear H, humility, E, elevate, A, align, R, possess. Let me reveal some stuff to you. See, you thought I wasn't talking. Just because I didn't say anything in Malachi chapter 4, verse number 7. Between time. Everything that you've gone through, your tests, your struggles in life, that's Malachi 4:7. Your test has been a testimony. I don't need for Peter, James, and John to tell me how good God is. Baby, I got something in verse number 7 that I can write for myself. Oh, taste and see. Just how good God is. Has God been good to you? Has he ever done anything for you? Has he ever opened a door for you? Has he ever, ever, ever stepped in your life when the bills were past due? Won't God do it? Won't he make a way out of no way? I need for some believers in here to just tell God, you better have God. You better have God. You worthy to be praised. Somebody to testify to the goodness of God. I need for somebody to just lift up the name of Jesus this morning. I need for somebody to understand in the meantime, in between times, every time you show up in your life. Won't he show up every time? In the meantime, every time, in between time, every time you'll show up. He'll show up. And when he shows up, he'll show out in your life. When he shows up, he shows out. Listen to this. When Jesus showed up, it was in the New Testament. The Old Testament pointed to the New Testament. And so, everything about old was to lead you into the new. And so, Malachi closed and say, the prophet is coming. Matthew opened and says, he's here. He's here. He's here. I want you to know that he's here. I need for somebody to understand God is in this place. I need for somebody to understand. I didn't come for a preach word. I came to meet my Savior. I didn't come to see a man. I came for my Maker. I didn't come for sound. I came for the Spirit. Lord, pour out a fresh anointing. Pour out a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. Give me more. Enlarge my territory. Africa. While I was waiting, in the Old Testament, He sustained me in the meantime. He sustained you in the meantime. In the old, when everything wasn't together, He says, but I'm a keeper. I'm a keeper of your soul. You may be going through hell, but I'm a keeper. Have you ever found yourself going through something and you discovered that God was a keeper in spite of what you were going through? He says, I'm a keeper. He sustained you. In the meantime, He sustained you. To sustain me in my mess. I want you to deliver me.
Thank you, God.
That's what your in-between times are all about. See, while you're waiting, God is saying, you moving. You moving. You know the storms of life that came? And somebody thought that you were going to drown in debt, drown in sin, drown in lack of friends, drown in bad everything. And God said, no, baby, I'm delivering you. He says, we're going to make it to the other side. Make it to the other side. May get a little rough sometimes, but you're going to make it to the other side. Don't you stop. We're going to go through this thing. You and I together, baby, we're going to walk through this thing. We're going to walk it out. We're going to walk it out. So He moves from sustaining you in the meantime. He begins to deliver you in between times. God begins to deliver you in between times.
Thank you, Lord.
You have to understand.
Glory.
He'll raise me in the end time. You sustain me in the meantime. You delivered me in between times. And I've been faithful. Now I want you to raise me in the end time. I need to prophesy to somebody here that that thing that you said, God, don't kill it, and He let it die anyway. He says, I need it to die to resurrect it. I need for all hope to be gone. I need for all mankind possibilities, solutions to be gone, so that I can raise that thing up. See, when God raised the thing up, He sets it in a place of wholeness.
Thank you, Lord God.
Not to heal it. See, you die because something is not healed. And God is saying, I'm going to let it die so I can raise you in wholeness.
Yes, God. Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I give you glory. Hallelujah.
You don't hear me.
Oh, God, I give you glory.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. I'm saying to you that thing that you said, God, if you remove this thing, I'm dead. And God was silent, and the thing did kill you. He says, now I'm going to resurrect you.
Yeah.
I'm going to lift you up now. You don't even need your credit because you got favor.
Yeah.
I know you're in the unemployment line, but I still will supply all your needs. I know your haters are all against you, but I'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Is raising you that thing up right now. You thought you were out for the count. No, baby. It was a setup. It was a setup so that I can see what God is doing. You see, in the between times, when He wasn't saying anything, Amen. I still had a peace that was beyond understanding.
Yes.
In between time.
Yes.
Now I know that in the end time, he's a lifter.
Yes.
He's a lifter.
Yes.
He's a lifter.
Yes.
I may not feel like praising, but he'll lift my soul. I may not feel like dancing, but he'll lift my spirit. Between the old and the new, you gotta know that God is still there. He's lifting you up. He's opening a door for you. All he wants you to do is just to turn from your wicked ways. When you turn from your wicked ways, he says, then I'll open it up for you. I want to extend an invitation to someone this morning. Just to try him. Just to try him. Just to try him. I want to extend that invitation to someone here this morning. Don't know Christ. Or maybe you do. You've drifted. And God is saying, try me. You remember when you were a little child and you used to draw the line in the sand and say, step over this line. Try. And God is saying, let me put the blood across you. And let me allow you in the between times, in the meantime. Try me. Try me. Try me. He says, I'm just that bad. Try me. Bills are past you. Try me. No friends. Try me. Everybody walked out on you. Try me. Try God. Try God. See if God would not open the door for you. Just try him. Everyone here this morning, I'm not sure about your salvation. God is saying, try me. Try me.
Try me. Try me. Try me. Try me. Try me. Try me. With everyone, not sure about your salvation, no church home, or you just need to return back to the Lord. Your moment. This is your in-between time. This is the meantime for you. God is saying, try me. Try me. In the meantime, in-between time, try me. And his promises, every time I'll see you through, every time I'll open a door, every time I'll deliver you, every time I'll save you, every time I'll supply all your needs, every time I'll put a hedge of protection around you, every time I'll stand, every time I'll be a bridge over troubled water, every time, if you just choose me in between time, choose me in the meantime, every time, he promised, and God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man in which he should repent. If God said it,